Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Melbourne. How are you this evening? You're in for a real treat tonight. I've discovered some great local talent this week, which I'm dying to share with you. Tonight, we're talking about and listening to some tracks from Melbourne band I A Man, as well as New Zealand psych pop group Opossum. I'll be chatting on the phone with Sydney singer-songwriter Rainbow Chan and giving you a sneak peek at next week's Kiss My Arts guest, Melbourne band Buchanan. Live in the studio tonight, we also have the lovely, lovely Naomi Braun joining us and treating us to some live music. But first, Sasquatch is a nine-piece band from our town, Melbourne. Taking cues from the likes of James and Aretha, as well as New York's banging modern soul scene, Sasquatch smash out their live shows hard, rough and tight, just like the old days. I had the absolute pleasure of heading to their gig last Friday night at the newly refurbished and incredible Ding Dong Lounge, and I can tell you it was a bloody fantastic night. Sasquatch played to a packed house. There was soul, there was funk, there was dancing, and there was a lot of sweat. They're an amazing band. If you get the chance, check them out. Here is a little taste of Sasquatch. It's called Your Love.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 on the Kiss My Art show with Amy. That was a track by Melbourne band Sasquatch, and that one was called Your Love. It's their latest album. Melbourne-based singer-songwriter and music producer Naomi Braun is an extraordinary young woman with an outstanding ear for music and world-class songwriting abilities. A milkshake of soul, dub, hip-hop, electro and spoken word, her new album, Through the Devil's Wood, is a collection of 11 beat-driven pop songs that have a strong cinematic appeal in their production values. The album title, Through the Devil's Wood, is a metaphor for the epic span of 8 years that Naomi spent writing and producing the album whilst going through a number of transformative life changes. The 8-year passage of initiation into the real world involved living through tears, love, the death of her mother, starting a clothing boutique to subsidise her music career, paying rent, breakups, travelling the world, meeting new friends, and working on other collaborative musical projects that later became the groundwork for her incredible album. Ladies and gents, tonight on the Kiss My Art show, we have the lovely, lovely Naomi Braun. Naomi, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi. It's so lovely to have you here, and you are set up with a whole concoction of keyboards and all sorts of things, which we are going to treat our listeners to a couple of live performances later on. Now, you've just released, can I say, a fantastic album.
Thank you.
Now, it took 8 years to put this album together, and I believe 35 songs
written? I wrote like 35. I started 35 different tracks, and I guess I kept working on them. Like, you get bored with one and then kind of go to the next one, and then you go to the next one, and then you just go to the next one. It's like, and then you come back around to them when you kind of feel like it's time to go back.
So they have this sort of natural organic process of forming. And so 11 ended up on your album.
Yeah.
And 8 years, there must have been a lot of stuff going on. You've collaborated on a lot of other projects in that time.
Yeah.
What was the experience of writing the album and putting all of these collections of songs together across 8 years? What was the experience like? I mean, that's tough, isn't it? Yeah, to sum up 8 years of your life.
No, that's all right. It's I guess there's certain things that jump out, but basically, well, I started kind of teaching myself how to write music on a computer because I wasn't mm-hmm. musically literate, I guess, mm-hmm. in the traditional sense of the word, in the trained sense. So I was sort of looking for different ways, like, of, you know, to sort of put music together without needing that training.
Yeah, because I believe you were studying, was it fine arts at Wimbledon College of Art in London at
yeah,
the time?
I was. Yeah. I was totally in a visual world.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I'm still really visual because, you know, I've got the clothing store, but I guess from Wimbledon, I was kind of, you know, I was working a lot with installation-based sort of mm-hmm. art. And I was really interested in music even at that time with all install, you know, I was incorporating sound into installations mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So, and then I started getting technical and I was like, yeah. I really want to start getting, training myself in the computer world and, you know,
yeah, right.
sort of became a bit of a computer geek.
Cool. Yeah. Do you think that your training in fine arts sort of influences your music, either sort of, I don't know, conceptually or aesthetically, or would you say there's kind of a link there?
In music, I don't know. Not, I mean, I always think that, you know, for me, like, you know, fashion and music go really, really hand in hand. You know, lots of trends come in with the trend of music, like certain people dress in a certain way according to the style of music that they listen to often.
Okay,
so
yeah, true.
For me, I see visual correlations between, you know, musical genre and also fashion. But as far as visual, like, stuff inspiring my work, probably not. Actually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, so fashion, so you still have your boutique fashion. Is it a shop or a label or what?
No, it's just a little clothing boutique and
clothing
I import
boutique.
Stuff and
wow.
Do the buying and go overseas. And
is that in Melbourne?
Yeah, it's in Melbourne.
Wow. Yeah. Whereabouts is it?
It's in Carlisle Street in mm-hmm. Balaclava mm-hmm. and it's called Little Lost Land.
Wow. So you essentially, I mean, this album is independent and self-funded.
Yes, yeah.
So you've done it all on your own and you've written everything,
yeah.
you've recorded everything, you've produced everything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's your baby.
Yeah.
And you self-funded this through your work at the shop or...?
Yeah, I've just been saving.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I've just been saving and saving and saving and saving and, you know, it's been really... satisfying because it's been satisfying and, you know, I guess, yeah, satisfying is the word.
Yeah.
I, you know,
yeah.
I think that there's just been so much work that's gone into it for me that it's just become part of my life as opposed to, this is an end that I want to achieve. Like, it's just going to keep going.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm always just going to make music. It's never going to sort of stop.
And so. I guess because the 8 years, I mean, a lot happens in 8 years. And do you feel that are you happy with where things have come during that 8 years? Because I guess things do change. Or, I mean, how has the music evolved during that time?
Well, I guess essentially the songs, you know, I think, you know, if you're good at songwriting, then a song is a song. You know, mm-hmm. it can be written 30 years ago, or it can be.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, really, it's just the sound.
And some things are timeless.
That can make it current.
Yeah.
It's just tinkering with certain sounds that can make it sound more current.
So, could you write if flares were in, for example, in the fashion industry? Would there be a direct correlation in music, do you think?
I don't know whether I should answer that question. Maybe. I think there's definitely correlations between fashion and music for sure.
Because you're such a visual person and you're so involved in fashion, you've become quite involved in the video making side of things as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I guess, again, it kind of goes back to the installation-based stuff I used to do. Like, I love film as well. Like, mm-hmm. love film. I'd rather watch 10 films than read 10 books.
Yeah.
So I just find them just so visually poetic and fun to watch. And So I really wanted to be part of the video clip that we worked on called for the song Deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with a Melbourne filmmaking team called Who By Fire, which I so loved working with them. They're so creative. And it was just like, you know, we had we were on set for 2 days up in the country in Mount Franklin doing the shoot for Deeper.
Speaking of Deeper, I believe you are going to play live in the studio for us, a very special treat. You're going to perform your song Deeper, but first we'll just go to a little break, so stay tuned. You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy. The time is 13 minutes past 9 and you are about to witness Naomi Braun singing her track Deeper. Stay tuned.
Joy 94.9.
Okay, Melbourne, you are on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 9:14 and we have the lovely, lovely Naomi Braun accompanied by Adam on the very well-used keyboard. It's obviously been around the world a few times. This is an acoustic version of Naomi's song Deeper, and this is off her latest album.
My latest album called Through the Devil's Wood.
Through the Devil's Wood, which we'll continue to talk about right after this little treat. Take it away.
Silver Lake, come into my dream state. I invite you to take a seat. When we fall asleep, I can't help it. I'm on your street, we're walking. You're in my dream, or have I fallen into yours? This time I'm going deeper into. Into a lane. Time I'm going deeper. I'm going deeper into a lane. I'm going deeper into a lane. I see it now, nighttime, night sky moving fast above my head. This part I dread. Got to find my way back to. Strand, nothing I can recognize. I have permanently driven myself too far away. Yeah, 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 yeah. This time I'm going deeper into a land I can't recognize. This time I'm going deeper into a land I can't recognize. This time I'm going deeper into a land. This time I'm going deeper into a land I can't recognize. This time I'm going deep into a land I can't recognize. This time I'm going deeper into a land I can't recognize. This time I'm going deeper into a land. Oh, wow, 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 wow. Da, 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 da. This time I'm going deeper.
fantastic, Naomi. Thank you so much. That was an acoustic version of your track Deeper, which was especially for us. Thank you.
No worries. That was a pleasure.
That was fantastic. What an amazing voice you have.
Oh, thank you.
And you've never studied voice? Is this...
Nope.
Nope? My gosh. Well, there you go.
I just learn off my favourite artists. I just copy them. Mm-hmm. I copy them while I'm rehearsing. I just kind of just listen and try and, you know, like learn. Listen and learn from the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. So your album is out.
Yes.
I'm sure people are going to be listening to the show, wanting to get their hands on it. Where can they go?
You can purchase it on iTunes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a website?
I'm on Facebook. Okay. That's my website at the moment.
Fantastic. And what's the Facebook?
It's just Naomi Braun Music.
Fantastic.
And
go from there.
Available on iTunes, yeah.
Yeah, great.
You can't get hard copies at the moment, mm-hmm. but...
Through the Devil's Wood.
Yes.
Check it out. It's fantastic. We're going to have one more song in just a minute. But first, obviously you're a solo artist now, but in your past you have collaborated and even been in a band, I believe, that was nominated for an ARIA.
Yeah, I was in a band called Deep Face.
Deep Face. So was this kind of like another lifetime ago now? Or?
Yes, another lifetime.
So you started out life in a band. Why did you leave the band and what made you decide to sort of pursue a solo career?
We weren't in an exclusive relationship in that band.
Okay.
There's a few other singers and, I loved hanging out and singing and doing stuff in the studio with them. But, yeah, it was very sort of sporadic. It wasn't all the time. Mm-hmm. And we weren't gigging all the time and stuff.
And you were a serious musician. So you wanted 12-hour days.
Not really. If you can say working in cafes and doing other random stuff is serious.
No. Well, you're making up for it now. Here you are. It's 9:20. You could be at home watching The Shire, I believe, is on a Monday. But here you are, slogging it out.
Yeah.
So speaking of collaborations, what other, because you've worked with a lot of artists on this album and in your past, tell us a little bit about your collaborations. Are there any standouts or any kind of ones that?
Yeah, there are. Like I worked actually with Sly and Robbie on a song. They contacted me through MySpace and gave me some beats to work on to write a song around, which I wrote I wrote the song through the Devil's Wood, which is on the album clearly. And so we sort of exchanged emails. And did it sort of remotely, via computer, downloading from their website stuff that I liked. And they have this special little, I don't know what you call it. It's like a place where they hold, you can just download their beats that they've made.
Oh, right.
Like just take the ones that you like. And they gave me the password and sort of logged in and, so that was fun. But that was cool. And they've worked with people like, No Doubt and, Madonna.
Yeah.
They've worked with everybody though, so yeah.
Cool. So that was kind of like your...
That's my standout. Yep. That is my standout.
Were there any really bad ones that you just wish never happened?
Collaborations?
Yeah, no defamation though. Keep names out of it, but were there any no bad ones?
Not for music, no.
Yeah.
Other collaborations in other areas of life. Mm-hmm. But not music.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, you actually have a gig on this week, on Thursday, at the Toff, I believe.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Low-Tech is supporting me on the night, which I'm so pleased
about.
That's
exciting.
That's really exciting. And he has a great following. So we'll be on at 9 o'clock. No, 10 o'clock. Sorry, from 10 till 11. Low-Tech's on from 9 to 10, and we'll be screening the video clip as well, which only just came out like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a bit of a performance.
Cool.
And tickets are only $15. So
you've put a band together for that occasion.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. We got the band together through, it happened through Low Tech. I sort of said, oh, do you know any good drummers? And he was like, yeah, I know Chad Blaster. And
you're like, okay.
And then I rang Chad and Chad said, okay, I'll get everyone else together for you. And
cool.
So it was really cool. And I ended up knowing everyone from somewhere or some other band from
it's
another
a small
band.
World. It's
just, Melbourne is such a small music scene. So,
well, we are very lucky to have you here and looking forward to hear you sing. I believe this one's called Live in Lies.
Yes.
Tell us a quick little bit about this
song. It was written just sort of about sometimes, you know, you get a little bit down on humanity.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those moments.
Ah.
but
we all have them, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone who's listening will connect with this song. Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Do you want to stand up for this
song? Yeah, I'm going to stand up. I can't sit down and sing.
Got to use that diaphragm, as my choral singing teacher would say. All right. We are getting a tempo here. You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9 and we are in for a treat here. This is Live in Lies by Naomi Braun. Take it away.
Thank you.
Was Live in Lies, a very special Kiss My Arts acoustic version by Naomi Braun, accompanied by the lovely Adam over there in the corner on the keyboard. Thank you, Adam. Thank you for joining us tonight. Naomi, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you and hear about your music. Now, just to recap, we have a gig at the Toff on Thursday. You have a Facebook page, which is the best port of call for contact. People want to suss out more more about you, which I'm sure they will, and that's facebook.com/...
Naomi Braun Music. Braun as in the shavers, B-R-A-U-N.
Fantastic. Naomi, thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you very much for having
hopefully
me.
We'll have you back on.
Yay! Yay! I'd love to.
Cool. You're on the Kiss My Heart show with Amy. The time is 28 minutes past 9.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, what a fantastic track that was, Rabbit and Fox by Sydney singer-songwriter Rainbow Chan. Rainbow Chan is a solo artist with a love for storytelling. Whether she's stitching together childhood dreams, rummaging through fling markets, or sampling odd sounds, Rainbow is constantly collecting bits and pieces for her music. While she's classically trained in saxophone, piano, and choral music, and from an early age too, Chan's fondest memories of music are those of family day trips in a squishy car singing along to mixtapes sent from her grandmother in Hong Kong. From Chinese folk songs to 1950s ballads, Grandma's hodgepodge tapes would have a lasting impression on Rainbow Chan's music. An eclectic mix of electronic and acoustic textures, Chan's songs are delicately crafted little gems, as I'm sure you just heard in that track just then. Live loops are created with music boxes, thumb pianos, and vintage toys. Lilting guitar is matched with 8-bit keyboards, distorted beats, and glockenspiels. Experimentation is interlaced with otherworldly charm of her voice. With diverse influences ranging from Bjork to Steve Reich, from Chopin to guilty pleasure Justin Timberlake Rainbow. Chan is always looking for ways to play with sound and narrative. Sweet, dark and glitchy, it's forward-looking pop embedded in nostalgic imagination. We have the pleasure of speaking with Rainbow right now. She is on the phone. Rainbow, are you there?
I am.
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Now, you're actually in Sydney at the moment.
Yes.
But I believe you are heading down to our lovely city here in Melbourne for a gig on Thursday at the Workers' Club.
Yes, the Workers' Club.
So tell us a little bit about all of that.
Yeah, well, it's to launch the single that you just heard, Rabbit and Fox, which is out on a Brisbane boutique label called Silo Arts. It's been released as a split 7-inch vinyl record with a Brisbane artist called Outer Waves. And so at the gig, you can grab a copy of that and you can see us perform it as well. So, and we'll be joined by other Melbourne acts, Bonoffi and Andreas Fox.
Fantastic. So, Rainbow, Grandma's Mixtapes, is that where it all began?
I'd love to think so. I mean, I've always had a really, apparently my first words, my mum always told me that my first words were some lyrics to this canto pop song. So I think I've always really loved music, but from Grandma's Mixtapes, it kind of became this a fixation on melodies and kind of pop songs and trying to create pop songs.
Because your musical styles are extremely diverse and you've even confessed to the guilty pleasure of liking Justin Timberlake. So where do all these different diverse influences come from?
So, when I was younger, I was trained in classical saxophone. And so when I first was introduced to music, I guess it was in a quite a structured manner. Mm-hmm. And then, but at the same time, I really loved listening to like Top 40 and reading smash hits and things like that, you know, that like a 9-year-old does. And so I always had this balance between formalistic kind of structured music as notes on a page, as well as kind of, I don't know, more dancey kind of poppy things. And then also with my Chinese background, I was always listening to kind of folky Chinese music. My parents would always play. So I don't know, just little bits here and there. And then in the later years, when I started going to uni and studying music in uni, more and more kind of experimental, weird electronic sounds and stuff like that. So it all just kind of came together in the end.
And your debut EP, Brushed Upon With Rose, was released in 2010. And I guess it kind of fuses that same kind of folk and electronica sounds. You're about to release a new album, I believe, towards the end of this year. Is that correct?
Yeah. So for the last year, I've been working really hard on just creating a collection of songs, or basically ideas that I've been toying around with for the last 2 years, but making it really synthesized with the acoustic and organic elements, as well as the electronic, more experimental, beatsy kind of mm-hmm, things. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I've got about 10, 11 songs that's pretty much finished and just got to get the final polishing things happening, but it should be good, I hope.
And are you producing the album as well, or is it DIY like your first EP?
Yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. So the entire album I've recorded and produced it myself, and I think I'm gonna get a friend of mine, Hayden Wolf, to do some string arrangements for me. He also arranged the strings for Rabbit and Fox, but I think for some of the songs he will be contributing. But otherwise, the album's very much a solo affair, and mm-hmm. I guess it's reflected in the songs because a lot of them are very introspective as well. So
yeah, because I read that you've begun to experiment more with string quartet writing and even orchestral writing. So is that going to sort of be a part of your album as well, and is Hayden's role in doing more of those sort of string quartet arrangements?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've started to experiment with that, and also recently I actually did a concert at the Conservatorium of Music in Sydney where Hayden arranged a lot of my songs for just an ensemble, a chamber orchestra, and from there it kind of opened my mind up to incorporating a lot more of this organic and just beautiful, rich, natural sounds into my music. So I hope that if I get a chance to just embed more of these weird and wonderful timbres into the songs.
So is it true that you actually sort of go to antique fairs and sort of seek out these sort of strange vintage toys and bits and pieces to incorporate into your music?
Yeah, yes. Because I just love going to antique fairs and little markets and stuff. I just find it really refreshing and interesting to look at very just odd things. But I also really like the idea of kind of just finding strange objects and creating sounds with them and like hitting them or putting them through effect pedals and stuff. So I just think that doing this creates extra layers in the music, and I tend to make it quite percussive or as textures in the background.
So, Rainbow, what are the plans for the future then? What's coming up for you in the near months?
In the near month, so I'll be finishing off this tour for Rabbit and Fox. It's been happening for the last month. And then after that, I think I'm just going to have a bit of a rest and really focus on trying to finishing my album and, just writing more songs and keeping my mind nice and fresh.
Fantastic. So Rainbow is performing in Melbourne at the Workers Club this coming Thursday, the 26th of July. So you can head to rainbowchan.com.au to check out more about that and also to check out more about Rainbow and hear her music. Rainbow, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
All the best, and hopefully we'll hear from you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You too. Thanks, Rainbow. Bye. That was Rainbow Chan, and an incredible artist and just some fantastic sounds there. So if you get the chance, head to rainbowchan.com.au to check out more about her music. You're on the Kiss My Arse show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is nearly 9:45. You've got the free Joy app. You listen to Joy online, in your car, and at home too. You just can't get enough of us, and we can't get enough of your support either, which is why you should become a Joy member. Joy receives no regular government funding and relies heavily on sponsorship and memberships to stay on the air so we can keep bringing our community great radio all year round. And by becoming a Joy member, you can also win amazing prizes, get invites to exclusive events, and more. There's single, family, concession, and youth memberships available too. So see joy.org.au for more details or call 1300-JOY-949. That's 1300-569-949. And become a member of Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station. That's 1300-JOY-949. A few months ago, we had the band I, a Man, chatting with us on Kiss My Arts. That's right, I, comma, a man. And we did have a bit of a laugh about how long you meant to pause after you say, I, a man. Anyway, since then, the boys have been incredibly busy. I saw them play at the newly opened, and can I say, fabulous Ding Dong Lounge in Chinatown in the city. Their hooky melodies and interesting time changes once again had me mesmerised. Their EP called You're Boring Us All is currently out and is definitely one to check out. Let's take a listen to one of my favourite I, a Man tracks. This one is called 5-4. You're on the Kiss My Art Show on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Jack from Bombay Bicycle Club, and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne, you're on Joy 94.9 on the Kiss My Art Show with Amy. The time is 10 minutes to 10. I have discovered a lot of amazing music this week, and I want to share with you a track from a band called Opossum. I am not entirely sure how it's pronounced. It's spelt O-possum. So it's either Opossum or Opossum. Either way, they're fantastic. The upbeat psych pop melody of this New Zealand outfit is striking a chord with their new single called Blue Meanies. Blue Meanies. It's taken from their debut record, Electric Hawaii. Opossum recently hit Australian shores for a few intimate performances to showcase their new album and have wowed audiences with their live show. They're playing in Melbourne at the Hi-Fi on Friday the 10th of August. So I'm going to share one of their tracks with you now. And if you like them, why not check them out? This is a band called Opossum, and this is called Blue Meanies.
Hi, this is JD Sampson, and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 4 minutes to the hour of 10. Thank you so much to Naomi Braun for her fantastic, wonderful performances on Kiss My Arts tonight. And thanks to Rainbow Chan for her fantastic sort of pop slash electronic music. Both artists are performing this coming Thursday, so you'll have a hard time choosing who to go and see. Coming up next week on Kiss My Arts, we have Buchanan joining us live in the studio. Breaking onto the scene in 2011 with single Teachers, Buchanan are back with a new single called Run Faster. Buchanan is the coming together of the unabashed melodies of Josh Simons, the instrumentation of Luke Shields, the driving bass of Miles de Carteret, and the rhythms of Dan Barwick. Buchanan played a string of supports with the likes of Kimbra and Gypsy and the Cat before opening the 2011 Laneway Festival. The band are currently busy recording their first studio album and are planning an upcoming national tour soon. Buchanan are joining us next week on Kiss My Arts. Here is their new track, Run Faster. So let's check them out. Thanks for listening to the Kiss My Arts show. See you next week. This is Buchanan, and it's called Run Faster, and they're joining us next week on the Kiss My Arts show. The time is 3 minutes to the hour of 10. Cheers.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.